wrapping up. We've got a special guest on our call tonight, and I'm real thrilled to be able to introduce this guy because I love him like a brother or even closer. I tell people privately, I said, look, man, there's like three J's in my life. There's Jesus, there's Julie, and then there's Jarvis. This guy has become somebody that I've loved yielding leadership to in my life. And the example that he is, you know, it's not that he makes $1 million a year. I got to tell you, when I first heard that, I didn't even believe that. First of all, I had seen a picture of him, and he ain't very tall. He's kind of a short guy. And then when I finally figured out in my own mind, he just probably was the first guy in, and the first guy in gets everybody under him. Truly, he ain't that good. But as I've got to know him, I found out, no, he really isn't that good. He's just so extraordinarily blessed with charisma and servant spirithood.
The number of participants in the conference is 237.
He leads a massive number of people into life-changing business relationships. He's the national vice president of Ameriplan, but he's more than that because he's our friend. He leads the sales force in Ameriplan, but he's more than that because he cares about our lives. He's not even our upline, guys, but that's besides the point. He's just a warrior champion of champions, and I've invited him here tonight. Mark Jarvis, are you there?
I am, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I've always wanted to introduce you. I mean, I was going to write out these five
minutes. Well, you know what? I can't talk after all that, you know.
I say I'd give you the big head, but I know better than that. Mark, thanks for taking your time to join us.
Well, I tell you what, it's an honor, and man, what a crowded up call for True Team. I tell you what, True Team is excited and alive and well on a Monday night, aren't you, Steve?
Yeah, they really are. We're planning on giving a great turnout. I mean, we're planning on having a great turnout at Champions Weekend, and for so many of these folks, they've never even heard of what this is. And I was thinking about it as I was preparing for this call. An amazing thing. We've got these people that have stepped up to the plate. They're in the game. They're taking steps to plug into these calls to get involved in building. And many of them are writing business. And they've never even heard of Champions Weekend. And I wanted to invite you, Mark, to chat with me about it for a few minutes because it changed my life. I first went to Champions Weekend 2 years ago. And, you know, it was in Atlanta, and I was a new national sales director. I had worked hard and kind of figured the thing out a little bit, but I didn't have much of a check. I wasn't proud to be $1,000 a month SMB. And I went there, and my long weekend with you and the other leaders of Ameriplan changed my life. And I learned that the champion in me was all about discovering the champion in others in a new and refreshing way that I can't reiterate right here. But I left there with claiming a victory and serving others in a fresh way. And in the year to the next time we met at Champions Weekend, my income grew over $100,000 a year. Matter of fact, it wasn't within a long time of Champions Weekend. So the return on investment was phenomenal, but it was life-changing, brother, because I got to meet you. And as we talk about Champions Weekend, I can't even think of how to tell these people what this is and what it could mean in their lives. I mean, what do you tell people, Mark? What's Champions Weekend?
Well, you know what? It really is. It's one of these events that when people go, you know, is the one thing that, you know, the only regret that they ever have is that, you know, if they would have only knew it was going to be like it is, they would have got more people there. And, you know, it's kind of hard to say, you think, well, how can one event make that much difference? And I want to kind of paint a picture to you, if I can, is that, Steve, imagine being a brand new broker and, you know, and we come in, I believe that the advantage that I had mentally coming into this company is I came in and, you know, it was, you know, the company had been going about a year and a half, and but we had the opportunity to meet the owners of the company and actually sit down and talk to them about what their vision was for the company. So, you know, that belief, it, you know, in that position of strength as far as knowing where we're going. But the, I think that key was, is that, you know, they kept on telling me, Mark, you're going to be a big leader in this company. They started treating me like I was on the board of directors. And I wasn't, I was a broker that hadn't made $200 yet. And the amazing thing about it is that as I was bringing people into the company, my brokers were getting treated the same way. I mean, and that's the one advantage that we had in the beginning, was that everybody thought there was a major part of it. So I want to paint a picture that if you're a brand new broker on the line, what if you had an opportunity, okay, to you know, to go to each and every broker, okay, the top, you know, increased earner. You know, what if you go spend the next 48 hours with Steve Luxenberg in his house, just hearing him? Because there's so many things. We get on conference calls for 30 minutes or 45 minutes, and there's so many pieces to the puzzle that we, you know, you can't begin to tell everybody everything there is to know. We couldn't send it out in a training series because we couldn't keep your attention in one setting. If we sent out, for example, a training series of what Champions Weekend is, you know, it would take the normal person probably 2 to 3 weeks to go through it. Well, by the time that you have all these interruptions, you're going to lose half the information. But picture for yourself that you have a chance to spend one-on-one time with Steve Luxenberg, one-on-one time with Brad Murray, you know, one-on-one time with Dennis and Daniel Bloom, one-on-one time with people like Janie Jones and Wendy Hyman and Rick Weidel. And you could actually sit down in their house, in their environment, and they could tell you all the ins and outs to be successful. Would you have an advantage starting out? And the truth of the matter is, you would have a tremendous advantage, because there's so many things that we can talk to you about, things that you're going to run into. You know, I believe the key to success in this business is that if you can keep somebody in long enough, okay, long, you know, to walk down that road long enough that you can coach them through this business, or you can, you know, if they can see the full picture, then you'll have somebody successful. And, you know, one of the things that we're going to be talking about, Steve, there is, you know, and you and I were talking about the other day on the phone, is leadership. And, you know, leadership is a cliche, I guess, that you hear in network marketing and business. You know, just kind of, you know, it's a great idea, but how do you really, how can you be a leader if you don't understand what leadership is? And one of the things that people are going to learn at this event, and just give you a little kind of overview of it, is that you know, we would all like to, you know, what's the difference if you know, I can get on a conference call or on a three-way call, and I can hear one broker bring a new broker on the call and give them instruction on what to do, and I can get on another call with another broker with the same exact instructions, but yet you feel like one of them turned you on and one of them turned you off. Why is it? You know, the reason is there something about leadership. Leadership is something that you can't take. I can't, you know, take leadership. Steve can't take leadership in your life. You know, it has to be something that you give. In other words, he has to receive that role. And it's only at that time when you have the ability to take somebody down that road of success. So how do you get that leadership role? Well, you get it through trust. And how do you get the trust? You get through relationships. In other words, the trust factor happens a couple of different ways. One is that, you know, they believe that you know what you're talking about. The other is that they have to know, okay, that, you know, there's not a hidden agenda. In other words, you know, your best interest is what is their best interest. that your motivation is strictly not what I call self-induced. You know, and how do you get them to that point? Well, there's so many things, and obviously, we can't begin to cover them on this call, but there are so many aspects of this business.
You're talking about relationships, Mark. Excuse me. My relationship with you and my yieldedness to you as the leader of this sales force and submitting to you in many different ways is a picture of that, because you don't even override my business. And I didn't submit to that leadership. I remember when me and Julie were going to Ameriplan University in Orlando, and Julie stayed out in the car reading her book. She said, The Million Dollar Man. This is a $1 million man, some bionic guy, and she didn't know from nothing, and I was just going in there to check you out. And to go 3 years and to learn that we have the type of leaders that we choose to submit to because of the relationship and credibility that's been built, you're right, we're not going to cover it on this call. They're going to have to be with us. But as I think about all these people, and we're talking about teaching them how to be leaders, how to have right relationships, how to submit to others and serve others and to be credible before others, I get to thinking about the other half of the people on this call that are saying to themselves right now, Mark, that sounds great. I really could use to rub shoulders with the right people, and I could use to learn about leadership and submission and servanthood and building an organization. I need all that, but I can't afford to go, because you're talking about a couple $100 for the event and a couple $100 for the hotel and a couple $100 to get there. And when I look at that $600, dude, I'm looking at my rent, and I can't afford to go. Mark, this is the only objection that could stop someone from going besides health that we would know of, and it robs them of the blessing. What do you say to people when they say they can't afford to go?
Well, you know, I tell you what, I probably never say what I would love to say, because I know, truthfully, they can't afford not to go. But I have to go back into, when we are struggling financially, okay, when we're in that mindset, the amount is really irrelevant. The distance is irrelevant. A struggle is a struggle. And I remember, Steve, that I was early on in my business. I had not made a total of about $700 in this company. And we had this event that we were doing. Now, I was part-time. I was working a job that was impossible to get off on the weekends. And I kept on placing these calls to Dennis Bloom and asking, and what I was planning on doing was telling him I could not go. And, and I called him, and he said, hey, man, he said, boy, we're getting excited about this event in San Antonio. Make sure, boy, get your people there. This thing is just going to be awesome. And it really was. It was the biggest thing we had done at that point. And I'd hang up. I thought, man, I don't know why I didn't tell him that. And finally one day I said, I'm going to tell him, Dennis Bloom doesn't pay my bills. And I'm calling him right now, and I'm telling him I'm not going to be there. And I pick up the phone, and I said, well, I got something I want to talk to you about. He goes, well, good. He goes, I got something I want to talk to you about, too. He goes, and I said, okay, what is it? And he goes, listen. He goes, I don't know how many people that you're planning on getting there. He goes, but, he goes, you need to push for this event all the way up to the event. And there was a bonus is if you had 10 brand new people, 10 brand new RSDs at the event. He said, if you get 10 brand new RSDs at the event, it's a $2,000 bonus. Well, I got upset. I thought, man, 10 RSDs, let alone 10 new at the event, that's a contest that nobody can win. And but things started happening, and it was set up a little bit different then. You didn't have to have the members to qualify. So, I can't ever tell whether it was easier or harder. It was just different. But here's what happened is, I decided that if I didn't have the guts to tell him that I wasn't going to go, then I would just, when I hung up the phone, I said, well, if I don't have the guts to tell him, then I'm going to make sure I do everything I can do to make this thing pay off. And I got on the phone, and I started building for that event. And, you know, and for about 30 days, I built for that event. Lo and behold, in their contest, I won this contest of $2,000. And, you know, that's all I could think about at that time. But I'll have to tell you that that one event turned into, within about 18 months, turned into $100,000 a year. And it has paid me $400,000 a year for probably about the last 7 to 8 years. And it was hard to picture that at the time. But
it's awful hard to explain, isn't it? It's hard to explain at the time. Your $600 sacrifice is going to produce for you $60,000, maybe $600,000.
It really is, but you see, and it's not that that event did that, but here's what happened, is there were people that would not have went had I not had the faith to just go. I didn't have the money to go. I mean, I didn't have the gas. I did not have the gas to go. I mean, for me, you know, it was a regular thing for me to find my phone cut off while I was trying to build a Marathon business. I mean, I was struggling about as hard as I could struggle. But there's one thing that I've learned through all of this, and I want you to think about it, is, you know, if you're thinking on a daily basis, how can I afford or can I make it one more month? Think about it. How many of you out there, okay, and maybe none of you, but I know that's where I was in my life. I used to think, if I could just get through this month, if I only had enough money, I would go. As long as that's what I was thinking about, guess what your very highest potential is ever? Is what
just
you're thinking
month.
About.
Yeah, just that month.
I mean, whatever you're thinking about is the highest potential, is the very highest you could possibly go. So if the highest you're thinking about is, well, it is whether or not you can afford to go to the event, then your highest potential you have in front of you is basically $600 or $1,000. You see, you got to start changing the difference between people that, I mean, you hear about people that break out and become wealthy, and they're all going to tell you it has so much to do with you started doing things different. See, I always was in a survival mode, and so I always got survival results. And then one day, Dennis just, I mean, he just ripped me up and said, man, you got to start thinking like 100,000 other people think and quit thinking like people in poverty think. He goes, if you act like you're in poverty, you're going to stay in poverty. You start acting like somebody that's successful. Let me ask you a question. Do you think people that are successful, if there was a coaching clinic, okay, that had Bobby Bowden and you know, obviously the people of, you know, you know, obviously Vince Lombardi's got long gone, but the Vince Lombardi's of the world, you know, the great coaches, and you were going to have a chance, and you were wanting to succeed in the coaching profession, and not only would you learn a lot about coaching, but you would build personal relationships with the Bill Parcells and the Bobby Bowdens and the Bob Stoops. You would actually be spending time with them and put yourself in a position where maybe their eye was on you for leadership at some point in time. Maybe you got a break through some of them. Now, we know you create your own breaks, but a lot of what's going to happen is going to be about the environment that you can put yourself into. So if you was in that profession and you wanted to win, would you not go because of the gas money? You see, well, you got to start thinking in terms of, hey, I'm going to, what if you start acting like winners and the successful people act, and you start, see, you're thinking right now, your process needs to be, how can I come in here from scratch, bring a team in here, so that when they see what happens in 2005, and I can tell you this, you know, without sharing a lot, I will share this, that Dennis Bloom is and Daniel are completely on fire. I just got through spending 2 days with them. And they, no matter what, this year, Ameripen's going to bring 100,000 new brokers into the company. So what you're thinking ought to be is, if it, you know, how can I bring a team in here so that when we come out of this Champions Weekend, that in 2005, not only am I sitting at $100,000 a year, or let's say you can't think that big, I'm sitting on the dreams that I've always dreamed of, but I got three or four people that are accomplishing their same dreams in 2005. What if everybody you got there, their dreams could come true in 2005? You know, the only thing that would prevent that from happening would be you and the people that go. So, you know, I just want to encourage you to start thinking different about these events, not the cost, but how you're going to win coming out of the event, Steve.
Yeah, that reminds me so much of being there. Really, a little, it's a glimmer of being there. And I know that you have a family gathering going, and I want to turn you free to minister to your family tonight. But the last thing I want to hit you with before we go is, you know, why does this event make such a powerful difference? I've been to a lot of conferences, Mark. I've been to more conferences than an old saying, most of these folks are too young, never heard. I've been to more conferences than Carter has liver pills. I mean, why is it that I could go from, and I'm talking about good stuff, real good stuff, some of the best training that Tony Robbins or the church or the Bible has ever offered, not to put Tony first by any means, but why is it that this event is so blessed that it's life-changing? You know, Mark, when I sent out the invitation, the last reminder notice, I sent him that picture Johnny Nordstrom took of you 2 years ago, and it's got this banner behind you. You're kind of pointing your finger, and you're looking real cool, and it says, Discovering the Champion in You. And you've always had this theme, or at least since I've been around, the champion in you. And we gather together around this selfless theme with selfless leaders that pour into others' lives, that there's a champion in them. I believe that's what makes this event so blessed. But I know that this is yours and Tracy's heart. I know what this, I snuck my way in, I begged my way in, I snarled my way in to work close with you last year in the planning of this event to see how you did it. And I walked away with an overwhelming sense of how this is your heartbeat, you and Tracy. Everything around your year seems to culminate into a phenomenal outpouring of effort into this in your hometown. It's not a corporate event. Mark, why do you do it? What is making this heart?
Well, it really is simple, Steve. It's and I really mean this. It's kind of funny to say this because it almost, you know, I think it's hard for people to understand, but obviously at the income level we're at, it can't be about money. You know, we're not that smart with money to need a lot of it. It's not about the money. What, you know, the reason that we're still in the game in this business is this is our ministry, and we have a passion for changing people's lives. And, you know, it's there's so much that goes into this event that when people walk out of it, see, you can go to a corporate event, and, man, corporate does a phenomenal job, and you're going to hear about specials and new introductions from the company. And you know what? It's always a great thing because you leave there, you're excited about what the company's doing. I guess this is kind of the difference is that when you leave out of there, you're excited because you are in a company that is releasing great new things. But when somebody leaves Champions Weekend, see, the newness is not in materials, it's not in promotions, the newness is in you. And I believe that most people out there, they're looking for hope and they're looking for a new beginning. So why can this event deliver that? I'm going to tell you something, is that this event is done. Every single thing that happens in this event, and Steve can verify this, is the integrity of who delivers the message is as strict as anything you can imagine. The message itself. I mean, we have people going over and over and over, because we know this. If one person's delivering a message that's inconsistent with what the truth is, then one thing I'll promise you, when you come out Champions Weekend, you're going to have the truth on what it takes to be successful. Truth Team is always a big part of this. I guarantee you, Steve and Julie are major parts of the of putting this thing together. But you see, every bit of this is done by, we get input from the leaders of that are the very best at what they do. And I give you an example. We'll do something with top recruiters and stuff in the company. And let's say they may not be able to deliver, let's say that their strength is on the phone but not in front of a crowd. What we'll do is we'll sit them down there in some chairs and we'll talk to them and we'll put them at ease and we'll interview them so that you get the proper message and they don't have to be nervous about a speech. They can just talk to you about the truth on what they do. The one thing I know is this, is that we're always going to deliver the truth on what it takes to be successful. I had a guy just recently ask me. He said, well, what if everybody doesn't do what it takes to be successful? I said, here's what I know. I know that when we go to bed at night, we can rest in peace and know that when we told the people what to go do, that if they did went and did it, that they had success. It's kind of like if you had somebody that was 100 pounds overweight. If you had 100 people that was 100 pounds overweight, and you were going to talk to them about how to lose weight with no knowledge at all about fitness, you can talk to them about exercising 3 to 4 days a week and watching what they eat. Now, just because 99 don't do it does not change what it takes to be successful. That one person that watched what they ate and they exercised daily would absolutely get results that cannot be denied. That's the way it is about you understanding what it takes to be successful in this business. You're going to know that on the front end. You're going to get a good overview and a good understanding. We used to get in these battles about tools. You know, well, this person does this, this person does that. So what we've learned about tools is tools are incredibly, they're good vehicles to get us more people. And even though some people have a variety of different tools, it's the concept of how they build behind the tools that right. are responsible for them being successful. Another thing they're going to learn in a big way, Steve, is they're going to learn the difference between winning and not winning, is that when people will start learning how to finish, you know, and we see this, most people on this call probably prospect real well, probably do all that real well, you know, and if they got 2 hours a day to do it, they probably do it solid for 2 hours. But what they're going to learn is if they'll finish that day in the last 15 minutes with the important things, it'll be the difference between them having success, just keep on going through the motions. So, Steve, I appreciate you having me on the call.
It's an honor for you to be on our call. I love you, my friend, and we're going to release you to go to your family gathering there, and we're excited about